our streams are live, and we're waiting for the Adobe Connect member to get pulled in, and she will get all the remote participation running. This is the Finance Budget Process Improvement Working Group, scheduled for 10 a.m. local time and scheduled to complete at 11 a.m. local time in Hall 3B. All your streams are live, and you're ready to go.
Do you know why it doesn't show the lower end of the slide there? See, the line is... Well... It's not necessarily a huge deal, but...
Well, no. You spent the time making this. We want to make sure we can get it all on the screen, right?
There's not a lot of them anyway, but let me check to see what's going to show. That's gonna, you see, it's zoomed in, I guess.
Yeah,
so you can't...
A little bit. Do you want me to get an audio? I can get a video guy on the radio and see if I can get that.
Okay, thank you. Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. I know we're missing, I think, Tijani. I know who was going to come. And I don't know who else we're missing. Chuck is here. Okay, thank you. So let's wait another couple minutes, or no more than a couple minutes. Do we have anyone... Hi, Cherry. It's what, it's 1 a.m. for you? We're just going to wait another minute. Okay, let's start. So, thank you everyone for coming. This is the immediate next steps to the fiscal year 14 budget process, which is not even yet fully closed, but let's look already into 15. Beat the iron while it's hot. And try to have our put our minds together on what we think and we need to improve. I will go over the agenda because we have just 1 hour. I think this is more about organizing how we are going to work together to identify the areas of improvements rather than finding yet already solutions to what the areas of improvements need to be. Because I think it's going to take more time and work, and it does need to take more time and work. But I would like that we make sure we kick off this process of budget process improvements here and now and find the right mode of interaction under the right timeline. So that we can deal with the substance. So what I suggest we do is that we iron out a working and communication process for this budget process improvement. Come in. Then that I would like at least that we can list the areas of improvement, that we think as a group are important and to be addressed in our next year's budget process. And I would like that we conclude with a tentative timeline of what we're trying to achieve when. Does that fit everyone? Okay. So the title that you can't see here is Working in Communication Process Improvement Phase. And at the very bottom, there's another point, which is community participation and representation. So just to make sure we kickstart our discussion on that specific process, what I wanted to lay out here is how are we going to work together during this phase of defining a budget process improvements. Last year, the process, if you remember, for those of you who participated, in Prague, in the very end of June, we met it was the first time we were doing that, but we met to try to identify what do we do about fixing the budget process issues that I think all of us felt existed. So we started in Prague, and we gave ourselves an objective of October Toronto to conclude on this exercise, with the objective that any area of improvement that we felt needed to be addressed would be addressed in the FY14 budget process, which needed to be finalized no later than October. So we had given ourselves a window of 3 months to work and find tangible improvements implementable right then. That's what we did last year. Yes, Carol.
For those in the room, the screen is a little bit more than 100%, and the remote, the tech people said they don't know if they can shrink it, but if you're on Adobe Connect and following along, you'll see the full screen. Thank you.
Thank you. So if you remember last year, three different work streams, we had one on strategy, one on timeline, one on content, if I remember correctly. We had, I think, either two or three calls. Maya, do you remember how many calls we had? Three calls between the beginning of July and the end of September, or early October, I don't remember anymore. We found out during that process that the staff producing a suggested document that we can share with you with sufficient notice so that you have a bit of time to look at it, and then having a call to provide and gather feedback on it, seemed to be the right, or at least a workable mode of operation on this. I think what we started with was, let's meet during an Adobe Room meeting to work together, but I think it's difficult to do that from scratch. I think you guys had provided the feedback last year that give us something to start from, it's easier for us to work on the basis of that. Am I confirming with you that this is something that we want to carry forward? Was that the right approach? Is there something more different that we can do about it? Chuck.
Thanks, Xavier. Chuck Gomes. I think one of the things that we need to keep in mind in the next round and future rounds is that hopefully we'll get to a point early on where we have a lot more detail, right, which means we need more time to inform our stakeholders and get feedback from them. So how that factors in, I mean, that can be managed, but I think that makes a big difference in the process.
And you, I think you're talking about right now the actual budget process interaction, right? The only thing I'm asking for about right now is how are we going to interact over the next few weeks just on working on the improvements?
My apologies for walking in late and missing that point.
That's fine. That's fine. And definitely, there's no question that one of the topics that we're going to talk about a little bit later is exactly that. But right now, I just wanted to make sure that over the next, we're going to look at a timeline, but over the next, let's say, 3 months, to work on designing the budget process improvements, this interaction of staff producing a suggested document that's already going in a certain direction, providing that information, I want to say, with a 2 weeks notice before a call, is that so that during the call we then gather feedback on the document that was circulated and finalize modifications, actions by the end of that call? Is that a mode of interaction that works? If you remember what we did last year, I just want to make sure that it's going to get us to the end result, which is somewhere towards the end of October, budget process with improvements represented in.
Yes, I think that works. Now, if it can be more than 2 weeks, especially during summer, that's helpful. And I assume there would be doodle polls and things like that so that we can maximize participation. That sounds fine.
Okay. And we'll look at the timeline to see, because what I want to make sure is we're mid-July. The next meeting is in Buenos Aires. But if you think about it, it's a month after when Toronto was slated last year, right? So mid-November, in my view, is already late to have finalized the budget process, right? So I want to try to target more the end of October to have finalized the budget process and so on. Even if we communicate about it together in Buenos Aires, it's finalized before. And as a result, since we're kind of starting already 3 weeks later, we may have to reduce the number of calls that we fit in. Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Taplow. Can I just clarify, are we thinking here of you producing some sort of draft timeline,
right,
with or without framework for us to comment and work together to jig around with, or is it a complete blank sheet of paper that we're starting with?
I don't know yet. What I mean by that is I think that we need to produce a calendar, the main steps, basically. So it would be a draft budget process, really. But I think we need to address some specific areas, like what are we suggesting to do for SONAC budget requests process, for example. So I think it's as comprehensive as possible draft of a budget process that then we can work on but I think we're going to work on content a little bit further there. So I think it'll be a bit more clear when we have covered that part. Okay.
Hi, Xavi. This is Carol Cornell. I'm under the impression that everyone here would like to see that calendar of the process outlined so that everybody knows how to anticipate and they can look at what the process is in a timeline sense to feel comfortable that we've incorporated some components,
right,
and that we've taken everybody's feedback into consideration.
And you're talking about the timeline of the budget process or the timeline of the next 3 months? Okay. Yeah. I agree.
I was talking about the full budget process.
Yeah. Chuck.
And am I correct in assuming that this group and others that participate will be a part of developing that timeline?
And yes. So my point is that last year we felt that you guys were more comfortable looking at something that's suggested by us rather than looking at nothing and let's talk about it during a call. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I wanted to make sure I repeat what we did last year, which is staff produces something that we can share with you that helps you think about it, start from reacting to a document rather than thinking from scratch about something. It seemed to be communicated last year that that was easier for you.
Yes.
It makes sense as well. You're not starting from scratch.
That does make sense, and actually, the timeline that this is obviously my own personal opinion, but the timeline that we originally were shooting for in this past cycle was pretty good. I think it was suggested in the meeting yesterday. If we could get things kicked off in Buenos Aires, that would be good. But we were looking at, as I recall, having quite a bit of detail come like February timeframe or something, and then allowing plenty of time. And so I throw that out. I'm hoping that in what you produce as a first draft would be along the same lines.
I very much expect that the improvements that we had identified last year and that we had tried to implement last year, we would start from that, right? Because I think it did make sense to all of us then. I think it will probably make sense again. And then what I'm expecting is that we need to, based on what your feedback will be on the areas that I've listed and what the work of the working group that we're kickstarting now will produce, I do expect that there may be amendments to the form or the timing of that substantial interaction work due to possibly the fact that the information that we provide now, which is at task, if you think about it, the list of programs, the types of costs, that will drive us to think differently about the type of interaction that we want to have. But I completely agree with the general comment, which is the timeline that we had started with last year, we felt was addressing already a number of our needs. So, mode of interaction, we just talked about it. The timeline, one thing that I want to make sure we hit quickly is you guys are here in this room right now. You have your organizations that you participate and that you, what I want to understand and what I want you to be able to think about and let us know, how does your representation role for your organization affect how we should communicate and work? What I mean by that is you're maybe one person from one organization here. How is the rest of your organization expecting to either participate or not participate to our improvement process, to be communicated? Are you going to take on the duty of sharing this information with your... I want to make sure that we don't restrict the impact of what we do to just the people in this room or the people that will be on the call.
Xavier, it's Marilyn Cade. I'm going to repeat something you've heard me say before, but I'm pleased to have the opportunity to repeat it. There has to be some organized approach to reach into the stakeholder groups and I leave it to the ACs to comment for themselves and for Leslie to comment. But we've taken both approaches at ICANN. We've done the random public forum where people rant about their individual concerns. We've done the organized approach twice. I am of the view that a budget committee that has accountability for organizing input has got to be one of the stable things that we do. And I think without that, then we're taking what I call the man-on-the-street buttonhole approach to input on the budget and the operating plan.
Yeah, understood. Any different thoughts or on the subject? Leslie, you were called by Marilyn.
I support Marilyn's view. I mean, I think it would be great to have a process that allows sufficient time for people. And with some of our communities, that can be a while, obviously.
Yeah.
But also, it would be great to have a process that ended up with us being proponents of the budget as opposed to critiquing the budget. That's kind of where I think it would be good to get to. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. I suggest we move on to looking at trying to list. Sorry.
I should probably make one caveat to that. There are members of the community who are not within an organizational structure.
Right.
But so I think there does have to be still a public comment approach to enable those not yet aggregated voices to comment.
And your point there is to be able to comment on the budget process before it is carried out, or to comment on the budget?
Comment on the budget.
Yes. Okay. No, understood. That makes sense. We're getting into content, but from my perspective, no matter what type of interactions and work we carry out together during the development of the budget, the public comment process is a must, because this is the only process that we have to be absolutely democratic, I would say, and absolutely open. Because this group will be working together and speaking to each other, but this is not the entire world. This is just us, right? So I think the public comment process is something that we absolutely need to ensure remains forever, I would say, in the budget process, because that's the only absolute validation of openness and transparency. So, yes, Carol.
Do you want to comment on how the strategic efforts and how that might impact our process, because that's still going on, and I know last year when we kicked this off, that was a topic.
We're getting into it. We're getting to talk. So what I wanted to, the title of this slide is Areas of Improvement. I have only tried to list those items that I have in mind about where we need to improve. What I'm not trying to do is define what the problem is for those areas and what the potential solution is for those areas. The only thing I wanted to make sure I have clear out of this meeting today in a half hour is ensuring that we've listed the areas that you think need to be improved on so that we can work on it over the next few weeks. So, strategic rationale, I didn't elaborate further on that. It's having a clear link between the strategy and the operating plan and budget so that we understand that the items that are in the budget are there for a reason that is clear. That's what I have in mind here. So, Chuck.
And this follows up from what Carol was saying. What's your assumption in terms of how we will accomplish that? Will it be kind of like this year where we use the previous strategic plan? Because reality of the matter is I don't think that the new five-year strategy is going to be in place till about maybe a year from now in full. There may be elements of it that we learn. How are we going to approach that? You've heard me twice this week already say we don't want to delay the fiscal year 15 budget process waiting for the strategic plan, because then we'll just put out another year for accomplishing what we've been talking about.
Right. So those of us who were in the finance session yesterday from 11 to 12:30, we've picked up a bit that subject. We discussed about a plan, and I'm looking at Tony because we were discussing together that interaction, and I think Marilyn was the one who had suggested that we have and Tony as well, that we try to find a in-depth interaction with the people of the organization that own the definition of the strategy, that basically lead the departments or the functions in the organization that carry out the strategy across. So I'll be picking on Susanna for the infrastructure and administration areas. Susanna would be the person showing what do we intend to do for the organization, how is that going to translate in terms of resourcing, possibly headcount, and so on. And that's, at least that's a formulation of the plan for the year relating to the strategy of the organization, giving a view of the strategy of the organization. So let me not try to go too much in detail. The bottom line is what we need to achieve with the budget process that we're going to design is the fact that, I think, to your point, we will not necessarily have already the outcome of the strategic process to say, okay, fine, this is the checklist that we need to go by, and this is how we're going to budget for it. I don't think, to your point, we're going to have that fully determined yet. So we need to find the next best thing to start our budget process with, so that we have that as best as we can as an input into the budget process. I agree with you. We need to find the next best thing. Tony.
Thanks, Xavier. If you forgive me, I just wanted to make the point why Susanna's here, that element is seen to be incredibly important. And yesterday, during the early discussion, we actually suggested that it isn't something that could be dealt with in a short 1 or 2 hour session. We were actually looking for some half day engagement. And since then, I've also mentioned it to Leslie, and I think it's very important that when that takes place, it involves all of the major stakeholders. It's a really important discussion, so I would just like to emphasise the need for that, and the need for that to go into, well, to be factored into some advanced planning for the Buenos Aires right. meeting. It's something which is, it's caused us a lot of difficulty during this session, both in the budget discussion and in the strategic discussion, and I think that the only way to resolve it is to have that focus time. So yep. That's my plea. Thank you.
Yeah, Tony, I totally agree, and thank you for emphasizing that point. But the fact that, as Xavier described, we won't have the strategic plan completed until later on this year, but we have to kick off. Yeah, sorry. But we have to kick off the process. So my understanding of this working group is really to define the best way to do the project, to do the budget, right? The process for the budget. So I think the collaborative ideas from everyone here would be wonderful, so we can take that the ideas from everyone, and to figure out what is the best. Right at this point, as Abby and I, we don't have the best solution how to get to the very first bullet in order to drive the budget. Right. And sitting in some of the meetings this week, very interesting, listen to the questions, and as you know, I'm coming from the commercial world. The questions go about the budget, the comments go right back to the strategy. So I think it's very important for this working group to figure out what is the best approach to define the first bullet, so we don't run into the same situation as much next year. Thanks.
So I think we all agree on the fact that strategic rationale is an area that we need to address as part of the budget process to design the adequate phases, and we'll propose something that to try to address is, to address what we've discussed. To Jenny. Sorry, just before you comment, I want to make sure we try to cover the list, and also that we, because what I don't want to get into the content of each of the items, I want to make sure we are listing here all the items that we should be working on. So go ahead.
You said you don't have the solution. Nobody has it, and it will not be any solution. We will work out of the strategic plan once more. And I am very sad for that. The transition lasted 2 years, and I think it is too long. We need to have the strategic objectives to build the operating plan. So it is now we know it is impossible. We will work like this, but I want to say that I am sad for that.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Yes, Chris Chaplow, business constituency. Just putting the. As we're putting the elements now into this overall year, the BC strongly supports the budget working group and we'll call for it in the public forum. But at a personal level, I would actually like if we could put in an hour's workshop call to go through the list of a task, because we've got 160 items here and I frankly don't understand what all of them are. I probably only understand half of them, maybe less than that. So it's almost a talking workshop at that level, if we could slip that in the not-too-distant future. Thanks.
Thank you.
Let me just follow up. It's Marilyn Cade. Suzanne, nice to meet you. I don't think I've actually greeted you formally, but welcome. So just to be really clear on what Chris will say at the public forum, is we will call for this separate working time slot with full support from ICANN. And Bruce has suggested we provide a little more detail, which we will not do at the public forum. And we're going to push to continue to build support for that because it's our view that's been discussed in the past. I want to address Tajani's. Oops. I want to address Tajani's comment very quickly, and I want this to sound positive about the idea of the strategy working groups. But the strategy working groups are going to work for a year. They are a small and while important and interesting approach. They're an approach that has been taken in a lot of corporations. I come from the corporate world. Have used those techniques extensively myself. They must then feed into a public comment process that where the community decides what will work for us. So actually, in order to do the budget, we have to continue to be in sync with the community while that work goes on. And I'm not so worried about being out of sync with that. I think that we all have full awareness about what is going on in ICANN and that we should be able to actively contribute to a informed budget while that work is going on.
Okay, thank you, that's helpful. Okay, so next subject that I listed, I assumed that we need to do some work around that task, and the reason I'm mentioning that task and the way I'm mentioning it is exactly about what Chris just said on we need to understand it better, we need to get more familiar with the way you guys produce the information, because it's hit us this year a little bit without notice, right, in the timing. The only thing that we try to do is provide you guys with a view of the format of the information maybe a month before we published the budget presentation. I think it was about a month before. But it was just throwing at you the list of projects, not necessarily a lot of information about it. So it sounds to me that we need to find a way to explain a bit better what a task is, how it is structured, how it is used by the staff, so that you have a better understanding of the output that comes out of it. Because I definitely expect, and of course that should be something we discuss as part of this working group as well, that we are going to use that task more in order to produce the data, the financial data on the budget. And obviously that presumes that we are all comfortable using that information, and I suspect it's going to take a bit more understanding for you guys to be able to, and time for you guys to be able to use this. Is that making sense, at least as a subject to address as part of our improvement process? General comments or agreements or no? Yeah, Chuck?
Chuck Gomes again. And as the registry's commented, and you were hinting there, I think, is that there will be need to be some tools or something to help people use at task. Some means maybe because there's tremendous amount of information in there right now. When you get down to the project level, which will hopefully happen before we get into next year's budget process in detail, some sort of search capability or something if there's a particular project within the GNSO that we want to make sure is adequately funded, it'd be helpful without having to go through the hierarchical thing to get down and find it to be able to find it easily. That could be through some sort of an indexing or a search tool or something like that, but that would be very beneficial.
Okay, thank you. So what I'm gathering is addressing the ability to work with that task is something that we need to cover one way or the other. Formats and tools, honestly, I didn't have necessarily a very precise subjects there other than the formats that we've been using so far. There's at task, of course. And then there's basically presentations, the PowerPoint presentation of the budget process, along with the Excel spreadsheet that basically documented that task. So I suspect the way we together interact with that task may evolve in the future in terms of having a more direct, you know, a task today can be viewed on my ICANN. Are we going to be able to drill down further and have a more interactive approach to a task in the future? I'm not sure, but this is. I think we need to evolve the tools that we are using to share the budget information. I need, certainly from my end, I need to think a little bit more about it. But I wanted to put this as a topic to see if there's any interest or thoughts that I didn't have certainly on the notions of formats and tools to work. Carol.
Last time we met, there was a whole conversation about integrating, making sure people understand the project costs in relation to how they worked on the budget. And we told people to refer to at task for like information about the projects, but then tying it to a dollar amount. I don't know if we put out the format for how the project dollars would get shared for each.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
So if to the point where Chuck was going is if they wanted to look up a project and see how much that project cost, I don't think we have shared fully a sample of how that works. And I think that was one of the follow-up conversations this time, and we said it was part of the evolving process we were going to do. And I think that's what you meant by format and tools. At least that's where I jumped to.
Correct. Thank you. So we'll try to address that further as well. Communication is a subject that I think we need to find that we need to address as part of the improvement working group. Communication to me is about how we, in what format we communicate, in with what time of notice we provide you information to review, how do we distribute it. It's about scheduling meetings. It's about providing notes, following meetings, actions, visibility on the next meetings, calendars, things like that. So I'm assuming that this is an area that we do need to address relatively explicitly in the budget process during the working groups, because I think this is something that's very important for transparency, for everyone to understand where we're at in the process, what are the next steps, and so on. This is, I think we've been struggling in the past with that. I think we've made a lot of progress, but I think there's still a lot of progress to be made as well. Any thoughts on that subject?
I just wanted to follow up on one of those from my perspective. We talked about the fact that a community wiki really helped provide a lot of that information, and I would assume we're going to use a similar way to store all the information for people as a way, as a reference. And that was one of the improvements from last year that I'm aware of.
Okay. Mark.
Hi, this is Mark Partridge. I'm the treasurer of the IPC, and I'm very glad to hear you say the importance of this communication. But to put a little more flesh on that, one of the problems in our constituency that we've been facing is the difficulty of suddenly knowing that we have a topic that we need to comment on and not having very much time. So the degree to which we can break that model and get to something where there's milestones laid out for a long period of time where constituencies can plan that we know in June this is going to come out and we can start getting ready for it, that would be very much appreciated and helpful. And I think avoid a potential problem that there's a growing concern about, which is that there's just too much sometimes for the constituencies to do, and therefore we can't be effective in participating. The more we can find ways to avoid that and help people know what's down the pike, that'd be much appreciated.
Thank you. So, and that concern did definitely came through last year when we worked on the previous iteration of putting together a budget process, and we need to continue doing that. I think one of the elements that came out was ideally we have a budget process that lays out with a sufficient amount of detail the various steps so that we start having really solid, well, but defined dates of interaction around each of the phases, and that we map out the year, basically. And that's also why I was saying earlier, I think we need to target no later than the end of October to have a finalized approved budget process, because I would expect that within that budget process approved and defined, we would have those phases, those dates, and that we can all start, you know, working towards them. This is the same for the staff, by the way. We have the same type of needs, really, at the end of the day. So I have the impression that gets towards addressing your concern, because then if you have sufficient visibility, then you can start planning on dividing the work within your organization, which I think is everybody's trying to do that. Thank you. SONAC budget request. I think we need to review further the process and the content of that and the tools for that. In the tools I have in mind, what are the criteria used, maybe the format of the requests, and also the communication within that specific process. Do we just get the formats, the request template from you, or do we get the request template and then we try to interact and have a Q&A type of process before we review, or after we review, or both? I have the impression we need to do a bit of a better job at understanding substantially the request to a larger extent before we do the review. I have the sense from our recent interaction that this is something that would be helpful. So I think we need to think about that. So, but the bottom line is, I think this is a subject we need to address as part of the process improvement. Marilyn, sorry.
And the answer to Marilyn Kay, the answer to your question is, we really must have more interaction. But I think we have to have interaction as well with the people that are responsible for making decisions. And I'll give a specific example. If somewhere in the hierarchy of ICANN there is someone deciding that certain things are going to be done in a centralized fashion or added to the toolkit, but that is not, we are not in agreement with that. And we cannot eat that dog food, because we actually are all cats, so to speak. It's really important that it isn't just with you, but it includes somebody who's making a centralized decision that they think will work as a centralized service, but the people who have to implement it. Because the only way ICANN is going to be successful is if the implementation continues to lie with the community on many of these things.
I agree, I understand. And you're preaching a convert. I should not be the person that you talk to about this. I shouldn't. It should be more about substance and what do you want to achieve and how does that fit with everything else that's been done. And then how much is it going to cost? And this is where, when I say I, finance should come in. But I shouldn't be discussing with you as to whether it makes sense or not to fund the travel of three people in Africa. I have no clue about it, and I don't want to have a clue about it. My point is that I shouldn't be the person that you discuss substance about, rationale. You should be able, to your point, to discuss that with. But no, because I don't know anything about outreach. I don't want to know anything about outreach. That's not my job. You see what I'm saying?
Maybe, but since Suzanne is here, I'm going to take the opportunity of actually saying, I think the thing that's unique about ICANN, away from corporates, which many of the new staff come from, that it's okay to not fully understand the products and services when you're in a corporate organizational structure. At ICANN, actually, we do need for all of the administrative and management teams to fully understand the products and services that the community delivers. So you're right that you shouldn't have to know the priority, but you might need to know that actually there has to be some, there will be some need for uniqueness or variations in order to adjust to the needs of the community. So just as I would assume that you guys think you understand and do understand the needs of the applicants and some of their concerns, we're your biggest customers, not the applicants. So we need a general understanding, I think. And Tony,
I agree with you, and I probably was more extreme in my way of representing what I said than what I actually think. I think that the interaction should be primarily with, to your point, the people who carry out, who implement, who make the decisions as to what is being done. Of course, I need to understand that, right? And I'm not trying to say I shouldn't. But you should be speaking to me 20% of the time and 80% about the substance, and then we implement and we make sure that it finds its way in the budget. You shouldn't be talking to me 80% of the time. Chuck. Tony.
Well, just on that, I quite agree with the amount of conversation we should have with you. But until that issue's fixed, it isn't going to happen. And I think during this meeting, I've been in a number of sessions with you, Xavier, where I think you've been very unfortunate that because of that situation, a lot of the comments have been fired at you. And it's going to happen all the time. We feel that what's being produced is a solution looking for a problem. And that's in a number of cases where we are.
Understood. Thank you. I think this is helpful. So ACNS, so budget request process, something we need to address. We've discussed with some of you some potential changes to it, which I think will be helpful. So we'll formulate proposals there. Public comments. I put it on there because I think that none of us is satisfied with the public comment process from the perspective of the value that as a community we get out of it. And what I mean by that is more about the comments of the provided during the public comment process and the responses provided to those comments. I don't think we manage collectively to have the substantial value out of the content of the comments. What I mean by that is, I think that having the public comment process is an absolute must and is great to have it. I think we just need to find a better ways to extract from the substance of the comment and extract from and produce responses to the comments that are more productive. I think that the possibility of expression is in itself a value, and that's one that we need to keep. But I have more ambitions than that. I would like that we get to using that process with more value gotten out of it, and I don't think today we're managing it. So, or at least on my end, I'm not satisfied with the value that we from a staff standpoint, provide or don't provide with the responses. So I think we're coming short in this process, one way or the other, and I don't have solutions in mind. I just am trying to express a problem that I feel there is, and I'm hoping that you will comment on that or elaborate on it. Anyone has any thoughts? Mark.
That's Mark Partridge. In thinking about how to report back to the community, something that I would urge, and not, it's not just for this process, but it's across the board, is to give the people who have spent a lot of time submitting comments a sense that they've been heard.
Right.
Too often, I know some of the organizations that are involved in our constituencies have members outside ICANN who put a lot of effort into getting their association to come forward with a public comment, not just an individual comment, and then they don't know what happens to it. So if you could encourage that as part of the process to report back, reflect that this is what we've heard from the community as part of the report more than it's been done in the past, and that would apply here as well as other public comments.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Thank you for that. Yes.
Hi, Sintra Suknanan. I think what will be useful is as part of this process to build in a ticketing process. So each comment has a ticket associated to it with action items so that it'll be easy to follow the progress or lack of progress on them.
Okay, that's a good idea. Thank you. Tony.
Can I just turn this around a little bit? Because as you're aware, that the comment phase was something that we were quite uncomfortable with in terms of the answers to the the issues we raised. And I don't for a second think there was any intent not to answer the issues we raised. So from your side, what can we do to actually improve that? Because it was obviously, it seems a difficult issue for you.
Oh, it is. It is.
How can we help you?
But, so I think that's what we need to try to think through for that specific aspect of the budget process is how do we manage to... I think it may be just a matter of logistics and time, honestly. How do we manage to improve the quality of the communication that this process entails? Let me give you an example, which is not going to be very helpful. If we would have more time to provide responses, I think we would be doing a better job. Fine. Having said that, more time for us means less time for you. So it's not very helpful because you guys also need more time. So I'm laying out a problem, not laying out a solution, right? But I think that we need to think about it in the sense of, I think we need to... We staff, when we provide responses, we need to take a different approach to what is the purpose of the response. Because I'll be frank. I think that in the past, the public comment process has been considered, as it relates to the budget, as a formality. We need to check that box. It needs to happen. And I think it needs to happen. But there's more that we need to get out of the comments and responses about making sure the work. The work that is being put into the comments is respected, is followed up, is addressed, and in that we get to the substance of what those comments are, and be able to do something about it. So my frustration last year, which led to creating that working group, is when we get comments on June 20th, or that the public comment period finishes on June 20th, what can we do about those comments that relate to issues in the budget when the budget is going to be approved by the board 5 days after? There's nothing you can change. You can change 6 months in advance, maybe. And even I would nearly argue that the structure of the data, for example, that we provide in the budget, it's a year in advance at the minimum that we can try to address it. Because it's systems-driven, it's process-driven, and so on. So my point is that I think that we need to address the public comments process from a different perspective in with a different intent. We shouldn't be providing a response to the comments just to provide a response to the comments. And I think this is in the sense of it shouldn't be checking a box. It should be a substantial, valuable process and that we get all value out of. And again, I'm not trying to formulate an answer because I don't have it, but I think we need to find a way to handle this differently. I also think that if, as we intended last year, we find ways to have an interaction together on the substance of the budget during its development, that's much more frequent, more and earlier in the year, then we will not necessarily have to rely in the same fashion on the public comments to provide comments. So, Tony, if you have thoughts on this type of security-related projects in the budget needs to be funded more, and that you've made that comment in February or March, we have time to address it. What we will then get in the public comments are not necessarily the same type of comments, because substantial comments will have been addressed. So I think that it's the whole process that currently spills into the public comments phase at the tail end, and hopefully what we can do upstream will help improve that specific phase of the process. I just find that there's more to do and more to get out of it than what we do today. Sorry for that long stride. Chuck.
Thanks. Well, I totally agree with you. If we have more time, we can do this a lot better. And I think one of the critical factors in doing it better is to have time and provide for iterative discussion. Yesterday's meeting is a good example. I happened to pick on one of the comments from the registry stakeholder group where I thought the staff comments were inadequate, and yet you were able to, once I raised that issue, provide some clarity that was very helpful. So part of, I think, improving the public comment process is not only to get a response back from staff, but to get clarity on that where we think it doesn't really answer the question.
And the example that we discussed yesterday was, to me, slightly frustrating, because I did spend time on editing the comment that my staff produced. It didn't make it its way into there. It's noise. The point is, we're doing this in a rush, right? And therefore, there are mistakes coming through and that have consequences, and it's unhelpful. So the bottom line is you need more time to comment. We need more time to respond. We need to find a way to address this. Out of this list, we need to close quickly because we're already at the end, and I wanted to just talk about the timeline quickly. Are there any subjects that we haven't touched that we should address in our workshop, work group on improving the process, in your views? What have we not addressed? Sorry, what have we not listed? Because we've not yet addressed anything. This is just making the list complete. Yes.
Sintra Suknanan again. I don't know if this falls within communication, but many times when requests are turned down, we don't have specific rationale as to why it was turned down, or maybe we can reapply in the next financial year with just tweaking certain aspects of it. And I think this would be important feedback to get from finance as to the rationale why requests are turned down and how we can improve.
Okay, and we've tried to formulate more clear rationale. So last night we published the recommendations for the regular track requests. On the right-hand side of that document that lists all the requests, there is the rationale for their decision. I think we're trying to do a better job at it. I think what you are pointing out is a little bit what we discussed a little bit earlier about what type of communication around the request prior to review, once it's been formulated by the organization prior to review, can we have a more direct interaction about what the requests are, the rationale for them, and so on, that helps the review. And then I think it will probably help also the clarity of the rationale for then the decision. Point taken, I think this is an area we need to improve on. I think we have it listed at least as part of our list of subjects. I think if there is no more comment on that or on no more areas of improvement, I suggest we go to the timeline. This is just tentative. I threw in dates on there, which basically try to conclude towards the end of October. And when I say conclude, is having a validated budget process, inclusive of the improvements that we will have been working on, by the end of October. And I say by the end of October because I think Buenos Aires is kind of too late. So I suggested, Maya was reminding us that we had three interactions last year, three calls per working group. By the way, I'm not suggesting that we have three different working groups again this year. I think if we have one group, I think that's just easier. That's less logistics, and it will be, I think, easier for everyone, and we can still address the substance of it. And maybe it will be longer calls so that we address everything, but at least I think having one working group is going to be much more manageable for everyone. So, August 29th, first interaction is 5 weeks from now. There's a lot to do in 5 weeks to even be able to produce a first draft of a number of recommendations regarding the process. But I think we can do something, and honestly, I think we need to because if we want to conclude at the end of October, we don't have a lot of time. The only question is if we want to provide you with more than 2 weeks' notice, as you indicated, Chuck, earlier, we need to be finished next week, and we won't even start next week. So my concern is fitting sufficient time for you guys to review. If that needs to be the case, then we may have to take out one interaction and have only one interaction prior to reviewing a draft. And I don't know what you guys think about that. From those of you who participated to the improvement process last year, where we had three meetings, three calls, can we shorten it and try to be more concise on the interaction? But you tell me. To Jenny.
I'm sorry, I had to leave. I have another very important meeting to attend. I'd like to ask here, are you talking about process or about the content of the operating plan?
This is just our budget process improvement working group. Chuck.
In certain respects, I think we're ahead of where we were last year in terms of process. Okay? So we probably won't really know until we get into it, but we might be able to eliminate one interaction. That doesn't seem impossible to me. Again, until we actually get into it, I don't know. But,
right. I see your point. And I guess it also depends on how complete we staff can produce a view of the budget process by the first interaction, I guess. This is a trade-off between comprehensive feedback and timing for that feedback. We can do something more comprehensive if we push out the first interaction, but if we push it out and try to give you sufficient notice, then we're going to have only one. And it may be sufficient if it's comprehensive enough. So we'll think about that. But I have the impression, based on what you're saying, that... Sorry, Chris, go ahead.
And Chris, yeah, I would try and run with this. It's easier to drop it out at a later date than to put something in on.
I hear you and I agree, but I've also heard that predictability in planning is important. I'll think through that a little bit more, but yes, Chuck.
Where I think that timeline may have a problem is between October 25th and October 19th. Depending on how much review actually has to happen on October 25th, and then you still want the Board Finance Committee to approve it before Buenos Aires, what if we need a little more time for that review after the 25th? Seems like that first review, if we could move that up a little bit, just in case we need some a little bit more work before the board gets it.
When you say the first review, are you referring to the review of the draft of the FY15?
Yeah, yes.
So what is currently slated for October 25th, you're saying it should be earlier?
I think ideally. It would be helpful if it was a little earlier, just in case in right. that exercise we find we need to do another flip. Now, we may be able to do it in a week or something, but
right. Good
that
point.
Would be a concern.
Good point. But that also, it sounds to me, this is also driving to killing one interaction out of the two that I've put there. But I think it's probably helpful. Okay, understood. Thank you. Any more comments? Susanna.
One question, pardon me, this is my very first meeting. What are the goals of interaction one and two?
This is really out of the process that we looked at earlier. Last year what we did is we had three calls between July and September for each of the working groups where we produced information. We either sent it in advance or sometimes didn't send it in advance, but reviewed during a conference call, a document that provides information, substantial information about the process and so on. And we had three of those calls last year.
Susanna again. So from what you just said is my understanding, if not correct, please correct me, is interaction one, the team will review the first draft of the process and comment on it, right? And then interaction two, between interaction one and two, the staff will work on modifying the process and bring back to the team here to review again the process and get additional comments. And then October 25th, another review?
Well, so this is what we were talking about earlier, is dependent upon how complete the first document that we provide for the interaction number one is, then we may not need those three interactions. My point is, as you know, with everything that we have to do, producing a full, a comprehensive draft budget process on August 29th, I don't think is realistic. So I think that that first interaction could be a subset of a number of things, but not necessarily the complete one. That's why I distributed it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, this is Anna. I think it would be very good to define what we try to achieve in each of the interactions. It would be very good. Thanks.
I absolutely agree. To Jenny. And I think that will be our last comment unless there are substantial other ones because we need to be
done. Learning from last year, I would really appreciate if the reference documents that you will provide prior to each interaction will be provided earlier.
We were discussing with Chuck that I was throwing in 2 weeks before the call. Chuck was indicating that it's a bit short. It's probably not enough. Would you concur? with that? You think it should be more than 2 weeks before?
I think that 2 weeks can work, but last year it was 2 days.
Agree. Okay. We're past the end. Thank you very much for your participation. It doesn't mean that input on this cannot be provided further. You have, I think, all my email address and the controller email address, so please feel free to use those if there's further input on the subject. We'll finalize a calendar, and we'll communicate it both by email and wiki. One thing that I think we should do, Maya's not here, but if you don't mind reminding me of that, Carol, is that I would like to recirculate with you the list of people that we have currently in our distribution list. It's absolutely not a restrictive distribution list. Anyone who is interested can be brought in, and we've expanded it bit by bit. I just want to make sure that if you think there are people who are today interested in it and that are not in it, we should include them. Alan, I'm not even sure you're in it. No. So I think I would want to verify that you are effectively on our list of the budget. You participate or not, but at least you know what's going on, right? So and I think, Leslie, you are. We'll do that. Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone.